Gavin Collymore just days out from the FAI Junior Cup. You've been in this position before. What's it like now in the build-up to this one?
Oh yeah, it's exciting. Look, there's a lot going on. A lot of talk about it, a lot of media attention and on the players and stuff they got over the last few weeks. And look, thankfully we're under the last week of it and we're getting ready to go.
Does it make it a wee bit easier maybe this time around, the preparations, given that it was such a huge game last year and the preparation was different? They've been through it now. Is it easier in the group?
Hopefully, time will tell. I think we done really well in the preparation and the game last year. I think the nerves didn't get this really. I think we performed well in the day. So, like, hopefully, if something similar performance wise. I think the boys are used to big games, used to playing good opposition, and used to, you know, preparing properly for matches. So, I don't think this week's going to be any different.
Yeah, I know that that heart is still sitting with a few of them, speaking to them here this evening, just a week out from the final, and it's a driving force for them, sort of.
It is, look, it certainly is. The players that these boys want to win when they go on the pitch every time. Obviously, really disappointing the way we lost last year, but the overall feelings from last year for me personally was, you know, pride and joy, and bar the result, I think everything else really went really well. The crowd we took to Sligo last year was unbelievable. The performance on the day was really, really good. And we couldn't have really asked for more. Obviously, penalty shootout, what do you do? But look, we're lucky. 12 months down the line, we're getting another bite at the cherry, and we're going to do everything we can to try and win it this time.
Yeah, you lost just one game this year, and that was in penalties in the Cup to on Crana. But outside of that, you took on everything in front of you and won it. And I suppose it couldn't be better preparation for a Cup final?
No, absolutely not. Look, winning's a habit. No, it's a great habit, and we're thankfully good at it. We obviously try, at the start of every season, we try and go out and win our league, which thankfully we've actually put to bed early this year. So now we have three cup finals coming up over the next few weeks, and we can concentrate on them, and hopefully one by one we can try and get a bit more silverware.
Yeah, and obviously the drop from intermediate to junior, something that you didn't want to happen because you wanted a certain level of football for the group. But how has that group responded to that? Yes, you have been winning at a junior level, but would you be content that they've done it well through that process, Gavin, given the fact the amount of players that you had and were looking for a higher standard of football?
Look, obviously the reason you want intermediate or that level of football is they have the best players playing on the pitch week in, week out against the best teams, and that I'm still saying that's what I want. That's what everybody should want. You know, there should be some sort of pyramid system, which I think the FAA are trying to introduce over the next year or so. The drop down, I think over the summer we played Bray Wanderers. We had last year's full squad, and then we lost five or six in the week or two after that, and it was depressing, to be honest. We didn't know where we were coming or going, what we were going to have. Once we got back into it and got into pre-season games, the squad started to build again, people started to come out, and we sort of got our head on there. It took us a couple of months in the season to really get the grips with it, but from then on, we probably from the first round of the FAI Junior Cup at home to Clonmany, I think we sort of kicked on from then. Mm-hmm. And I think we've adjusted well, and it's been very enjoyable. The league's been very good, very well run, a lot of derbies, a lot of tough games, a lot of battles, and overall it's been a very good experience for the group so far.
In relation to this Junior Cup run, have you been really tested on it, Gavin? I know when you get to the knockout stage, maybe the last four, the last eight, the teams that are in it, you could say are at an intermediate level, but you seem to be quite comfortable going through all the rounds.
Look, scoreline suggests that. The first game against Clonmany ended up 5-1, but it was one each, I think, going under the last half an hour. So it was tight enough. Like, we made probably difficult work for it, but they put it really up for us. A few rounds going through then, we probably done quite well getting out of Donegal. We beat Bonnegie quite comfortably, and we beat Kilmacrennan quite comfortably. We went then to Port Darlington away, and with Lee McColgan sent off at 0-0, so that was a bit of a test, but we came through and 1-3-0 and end up, so it probably looks comfortable as well, but because of the circumstances we made it harder than it needed to be. We played then, I think, Oramore at home. No, we played a Limerick side from home, and we won 5-0. That was comfortable enough. And then we played Oramore at home, which we won 4-0, but that was a very good performance on the day, probably our best performance in the competition. We were sharp, we were at it, attacking-wise we were really good. So after that, then we've been away from home. We went to Clonmel, and then we went to Limerick against Pike, and there obviously were bigger tests. The Pike game, I thought we came through with flying colours. I thought we were excellent in the day again, really solid. Limited them to, I think, one chance in the 90 minutes, and and I think thoroughly deserved to win the game. So all in all, the competition got tougher as it went along, but that's probably natural in any competition. But we've played a lot of games to get here. Like, it's a big competition. Mm. I think it's our 9th or 10th game now. So it's a lot of going to win a cup competition.
What's the opposition like on Sunday? Gorey Rangers from Wexford. What do you know about them?
I know quite a bit at this point now. Very good. Won the Wexford League last year, beating our friend in the league. Won the double, actually. Got beaten the semi-final FA Junior Cup last year and the final of the Leinster Junior Cup. So they're up there with the best. They were a wee bit of rank outsiders in terms of bookies, but that means absolutely nothing. That's probably the reason us come from intermediates, giving us the favourites tie. But look, by all accounts, are very fit, very organised, and as good as there is down there. So we will have to be at it no matter what on the day, and at the same time, they will have to be very good to beat us as well. Yeah. So look, it'll be an interesting challenge.
Yeah, and they came through their semi-finals underdogs too, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, they beat Valley FC from Waterford, who again, along with ourselves, were one of the favourites for the competitions right the way through. People say it was a bit of a surprise. I don't know, but they went 1-0 down in extra time and equalised straight away, and then won on penalties. So look, they definitely will be a very difficult task. Like,
yeah. Are you as prepared for the penalties again if it comes around? They haven't gone your way in the last two competitions when it decided fixtures, but is it something that you're preparing for, Gavin?
Yes and no. I think you prepare for the game, the 90 minutes. We have to do whatever it takes to win the match. If it comes to penalties, it comes to penalties. We'll have to go and with fresh minds and leave the hurt from the last two behind us. They are a lottery. Anybody can win them. You can't really prepare properly for them. But look, I'm confident in my players and confident in Harry as our goalkeeper and the players that we have, that no matter what and where it goes, even two penalties, like I have a lot of belief that we'll win the match.
Yeah, will you win it in the 90 if you hit top form? If you hit the best that you have played this year within the 90, will that be good enough to get you through?
I believe so. I think if we had our best against anybody, intermediate or junior in the country, at any given time, we will beat them. Mm. You know, but look, there's very few finals that teams play at their best for various reasons, nerves, things, you know, adapting to the game, new pitches, stuff like that. So I'd be very, very surprised if we played it really best. But look, hey, fingers crossed, we do.
M&DC Park's the venue. It was Terryland back when you won there previously, and that was against Galway. It was a big night for the club, so it wasn't the League Cup.
It was, yeah. Look, a brilliant night. I think it was the start of sort of this era of Cork Hull really doing really, really well in competitions. It sort of put them on the map. They beat them 3-1. It was a brilliant result and like a great performance. And they sort of built on that and moved on. And we've actually played Galway United at Terryland twice since. Lost 3-2 and lost 1-0. Two very tight games as well. So look, the players, most of our players would have played there, you know. So the stadium and the pitch we're happy with where it's on. Again, look, if we can do what the boys done 12 years ago down there and go one down there, we'd be absolutely delighted.
Yeah. How you fix players wise? Is everybody fitting well for this one, Gavin?
A couple of doubts from a couple of players. Jason Briss and Adam Duffy missed out at the weekend. They're sort of struggling. Jay Bradley was back at the weekend, which is a massive bonus. He's been out for 4 or 5 weeks, but he looked good when he came on. Adam McLaughlin's obviously out for the season. So he is, but all or not, I'm hoping that everybody else is fitting around to go.
Yep. I was just thinking when I was driving in and seeing the flags at the roundabout, the first roundabout coming into Buncrannon, which just look down the road here, there's more as you turn off to head into Cork Hill. Given all the success that you have had at intermediate and junior, is this now the time, Gavin, that the club gets a national title and probably one they've been craving for a long time? And at the same time, one they probably deserve?
I think so. Look, you get what you deserve. Look, so if we win the match, we deserve it. If we don't, we don't. But it's the only thing that this club sort of needs to do and achieve to cement their sort of name and any show in football history. We've been the first club in any show to get to this stage. We're the first club from any show last year to get to that stage intermediate, but we didn't win anything. So look, I think we need to go and win something. No, and I think the players need to go and win something and to prove it as well, because look, that's the only way to prove it is on the pitch. I think locally we've done everything we can. I think we keep proving it year in, year out. I think nationally, like, we need to go and do it.
Awesome, Gavin. Thanks for talking to us. And all we can do is wish you the best luck on Sunday.
Thank you.